are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests work in various professions of the entertainment industry at various stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show soon. Sooner or later, who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download any one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and just click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can view the whole entire list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section, and we're also on Stitcher.com. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, you want to visit a totally different website. That's Question Reality radioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. That's our official page, and that has all of the guests up until, I think we're booked till July. Oh my God, and they're still coming in fast and furious. Very exciting. I want to tell you about some upcoming guests that I am super duper excited about. In July, we have Erin Gray, who was one of the stars of Battlestar Galactica. She was a hot, sexy little mink from Battlestar Galactica. We have Tony Dyson, the original creator of R2-D2 from Star Wars. So very exciting. And we had a whole bunch of other, we have Alan Half coming on. One of my favorites. He is the star of the show, Auction Hunters, and hot little sexy guy. We love him. He's going to be coming on. So go to questionrealityradioshow.com and you will see all of the wonderful, exciting guests that are coming up. Now, by the way, if you are enjoying our show, you listen to our show every week, and you believe in our goal to inspire, motivate, and educate people on what it takes to pursue a successful career in the entertainment industry, we are asking you to consider helping us to support our financial efforts by going to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and clicking on our Amazon.com link. And that would be to order all of your Amazon products. So that link will take you directly to the Amazon page, and it just kind of does something behind the scenes. God knows what the hell it does. All I know is that if you click our link on our website, we will be getting some coins to help us keep us on the air, because it is so expensive these days. So order all your Amazon products through our website, questionrealityradioshow.com. This will help us, again, so much with our ongoing financial efforts to keep the show on the air. So we thank you in advance. Now, we have him back by demand. So many demands. So many people wanted this hot little sexy sizzling moxie boy back on the show. He is the incredible, the sexy. Oh my God, I can't say sexy enough, because if you go and check out his YouTube video, you will completely understand why I keep calling this man like the incredible little sex ball that he is. His name is Sean Vanderwelt. He is a singer, a songwriter, a dancer, an actor, a model, God knows what else he does behind the scenes that he has titles for. We don't even know. But I want you to go to his website, SeanVanderWilt.com. Try saying that twice. You couldn't even say that drunk. But say it twice sober. It's hard. Sean, S-E-A-N, Van, V-A-N-D-E-R-W-I-L-T.com. Check him out. He is a sizzler. He is on fire. And he doesn't even have to do anything. All he has to do is stand there and you get all that you need. And you may want to add a cocktail and some batteries and you can get a lot more. Just go to his website. It's just amazing. Just to look at him. Now, and what he's going to be helping us with today is we're going to be asking him some questions about, of course, the music industry. We're going to ask him what he thinks the secret is to maintaining your focus when you're pursuing a career as a singer-songwriter. We're going to ask him, how do you produce a CD of songs on a tight budget without sacrificing quality? We're going to ask him what he thinks the best recording software and equipment for the novice singer-songwriter is. And then also, you know, when does he think that you're ready to seek out a manager for representation? So he's got a lot of great answers that he's going to help you with. So definitely stay tuned. Now, around 5:30, it's going to be super exciting because we're going to be playing Sean's mega hit song, SWC, featuring Mark Cole, SWC. And this song is fantastic. He has a video that you can check out on YouTube. And I just cannot emphasize how exciting this guy is. Now, in case you're not familiar with Sean Vanderwilt, which I don't know who or what you've been doing if you don't know who he is, but he was a little bit of him. He was the last client that was signed by the infamous music mogul Lou Pearlman. You know Lou Pearlman, the one who created NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. And Sean, he has been dubbed by Vibe magazine as the most underrated triple threat of the decade. Now, I don't know. That's a really great title. I like that title. He has performed alongside some of entertainment industry's greatest performers, such as Michael Jackson, Beyonce, and Usher. And he starred in movies like Burlesque. And most recently, he made television appearances on NBC's Parks and Recreation, The Voice, and ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And Sean's true passion, of course, is it lies in creating and performing his own music because he's so multi-talented. He does so many things, but he just loves his music. And he is set on the path to stardom for sure in the pop world, especially with the release of this single, SWC, featuring Mark Cole. And this is – it also includes this controversial music video. And he also, from what I understand, and we're going to be asking him to give us the scoop, but I believe he has another song in the works called Doctor. And boy, would I love to see him in a doctor's uniform. Lord have mercy. What I'd have him do with that stethoscope. Oh, but that's another story. So without further ado, welcome Sean Vanderwilt, you little sex pod. What's going on?
Priscilla! How are you, sweetie pie?
Oh, my God. I tell you, it's such a thrill.
It's always such a pleasure being on your show. I mean, I you could be my publicist and everything wrapped into one with the way that you promote me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, I think everybody would have to stand in line to get a title from you because, I mean, the women I would probably be poisoned by at least five women waiting in line to do something for you.
Oh my God.
What the hell's
really
going
great.
On? Well, I'm just so excited you came back on the show. I know you're very, very busy. A lot of exciting things happening for you this year. I know that we can hear some samples of your new music that'll be featured on your EP. They're on SoundCloud. So I just wanted to put that out there right now, soundcloud.com, and then Sean Vanderwilt. So check that out. Now, I also understand that you were featured in Vibe magazine in October. Again, as I said earlier, they said that they touted you as the most underrated triple threat of the decade. And what is that all about? How did that come to be?
I mean, I can't tell you how blessed I feel that they you know, gave me that title. They interviewed me and they checked out all the stuff I've done and what I've, you know, what I'm previously doing and what I've lined up in the future. And that's the title they gave me. And, I was in shock myself. I mean, you know, I, with everything I've done, I like to stay as normal and down to earth as possible. You know, my family and my personal life is very important to me. And, you know, I just like to make art. I like to make music, and I like to touch people's lives with all the above. So, to get that title, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, but it's awesome.
Now, were they saying triple threat is in the traditional definition of triple threat, which is to be able to sing, act, and dance? Is that what they were referring to? Okay. Yeah, because you can do it all. You can do it all. I think you're more of like a quadruple threat, actually. But we can't always say where your talents lie. Boy,
I need to take you, Priscilla, I need to take you around everywhere I go. because the shit you say, I can't tell you. I mean, you're amazing.
Well, maybe not. Well, you're doing pretty well in your 20s. Maybe you should wait till you're in your 40s and then have me hang out as a groupie to pump you up. Then you might need some pumping up in your 40s now. Now, I also know I heard from the wonderful, gorgeous Christy, that your manager, that you did an interview for The Hollywood Reporter.
It just came out. It was awesome. I mean, it was a great opportunity for The Hollywood Reporter to recognize who I am and what I do, and the fact that I was the last artist signed to Lou Pearlman, and you know, he's in prison now for 25 years. It was a really interesting interview. At the same token, you know, brought back a lot of memories of when I was signed, and you know, and how I used to open up for Black Eyed Peas in Europe and did headlining tours through Germany and in China. And it was interesting. I mean, the thing that was interesting about it was they also interviewed Lou from prison. They had the only exclusive interview. So, you know, I had the Hollywood Reporter ask Lou, you know, what he would have to say to me after all this time and, you know, how far my career was going and how I kind of lost everything due to, you know, someone else's mistakes. And so it was just a very interesting interview. And I felt so blessed to just have the opportunity that they even mentioned my name in the article. You know, it was just such great publicity for myself to get recognized.
So let's go back to that time. Lou Pearlman signs you. You're all a Twitter, obviously, because you think, whoa, I'm going to have my own boy band pretty soon.
I know. I'm surprised you don't have one already.
No, I'm telling you. So you're obviously so excited. Lou Pearlman signs you. What happens from the day he signed you till the empire fell? What actually was he able to do for you? Was he able to do anything to help your career?
As far as you know, what doors he's opened up, it's basically the fact of the matter is, I mean, he created the biggest boy bands in the world. I mean, you got Backstreet Boys, you have NSYNC, and then Justin came out of NSYNC, and then O-Town when he did Making the Band, the television show. And so, you know, I mean, I had a lot of opportunity, and he could open up a lot of doors, but at the end of the day, as many doors as he opened up, I had to walk through them. And, you know, things went really well. But as much as I'm an independent artist now, I had to hustle just as hard when I was signed with him as I do being independent. That's the name of the game. And, you know, anyone that is looking to get involved in the music industry, it's a hustle, and you have to have the drive because there's always someone behind you ready to take it, you know? And so it was a great experience. It was. I learned the right stuff to do, and I learned the bad stuff to stay away from. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So how long were you with him before his unfortunate legal problems?
I was signed for about almost 5 years.
Oh, well, that was a long time. Wow. Yeah. I had no idea it was that long.
But to be honest with you, I mean, as great as the experience was and as great as things were happening, me being independent now and doing things on my own terms and putting myself out there how I envision myself, I'm getting a lot better response. because it's coming, my music now is coming from such a personal place instead of, okay, this is a great song. And that's why I love doing what I do now. And that's why I do it, you know, so.
Was he trying to put a little boy band together for you?
Well, when I first signed with him, I wanted to be in a group because I didn't feel like as I was strong enough as a solo artist, but, you know, I kind of messed with the idea a little bit and sang with some other guys and some venues and just to kind of see what it would be like. And I come to realize, no, I'm a solo artist. I want to do things how I want to do them. And sometimes when you're in a group, it's too many opinions. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And the thing is that I could totally see you, though, honestly, if that was something you wanted, you would have just fit perfectly in with the boy bands because you're a dancer. So you would have been probably ended up choreographing, you know, the boy band. You would have ended up taking over and choreographing that. So I could see why he signed you because you had the right stuff. You're gorgeous. You can dance. You know, you can sing.
Thank you, Priscilla. I really appreciate that.
Well, we all know. What are we in denial? What are we all blind here? Come on now. We're not blind. So, so you're with Lou for 5 years. Then you go out on your own. Were you doing it as an independent artist and you didn't have any management? Because I know now you have new management and you're creating your own music with, I understand, senior writer Seth Abramovich. And so what were you doing? Were you just doing your own thing? And were you able after the Lou Pearlman thing, did you learn enough to be able to propel your career?
No, I mean, it took me a few years. I mean, right when everything went down, I didn't know which way to go as far as, you know, do I sign with somebody else? Do I get a whole new management team? Do I do it on my own? You know, it's hard because you're signing such a big person, you know, as far as management or label. They always do everything as far as the legal stuff. You know, they kind of handle everything. When you're independent, you know, it's a lot to learn. I mean, the music industry, it's from the outside, can seem like it's an easy world, but on the inside, you know, it's very technical. And so I've went through many people to try to find a manager, and I had many offers as far as management, but I was so worried at the fact that something like that could happen again with something I cared about so much. And, you know, it took me about 2-3 years to finally, you know, come across a manager. Her name is Christy Klein. I call her CK, but, who really was going to have the right interest in my career that I had for myself. And that's what's most important, you know, in finding a good manager is making sure that they're going to work just as hard as you're working for yourself, if not harder. And the thing that makes, you know, for me, a great manager is also having to be an attorney, and CK is also an attorney. And so as far as the legal side, because the music industry can be so great, but they can also be very shady. So, you know, it kind of covers every angle when it comes to the legalities, you know what I mean?
How do you feel as an artist that a person who is an entertainment attorney as well as a manager, how do you feel that the time dedication towards your career, that there can be time allotted to spend with promoting your career if the person is an entertainment attorney as well as a manager? Like, there are just managers who exclusively manage. Then there are entertainment attorneys who do their entertainment. And then there are entertainment attorneys who manage artists. So from your personal perspective, do you feel that a person, what do they need to consider if they're choosing to go with an entertainment attorney/manager or just a manager? What would you consider?
I mean, the bottom line is if you have a manager and they're not an entertainment attorney, you have to also have an entertainment attorney underneath your belt, because as much as your manager is negotiating deals and going after stuff for you, you need to make sure that all the legal end is taken care of at the end of the day, because there is a lot of money to be made in the music industry, but it all has to be gauged and calculated the right way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to make money in this industry nowadays. You know, especially because everything's run through the internet with social media, it's all about social media now with music, 150%. So there's a lot of legal stuff that, you know, new artists and independent artists don't understand, you know. And so, you know, and I've learned that you know, from a very personal experience, because when I didn't have someone looking in on the legal side of things, because I thought I could just handle everything myself or have a manager handle it myself, I actually had money that was being withheld from me and not even realizing it. You know what I mean?
What? How? From whom?
Just, you know, I'm signed with ASCAP, and ASCAP is a union for music that tracks things. And if you don't stay on top of it, you know, from a legal perspective, you can miss out on a lot of great opportunities, you know?
Right. Yeah, because there's, for music, for people who don't know this, if you're in the music business, you should, but there are two big music, I guess, are they signing companies, publishing? There's BMI and ASCAP,
yeah,
right? There's only
BMI,
two.
BMI and ASCAP.
Now,
they're the go-to company.
Now, why did you choose ASCAP over BMI? What would be the reasoning for someone to choose ASCAP?
I mean, no reason. I chose one over the other. They both do the same thing. I mean, it's just, you know, your choice of what you want to be with. But back in the day when I first started doing music, I just went with ASCAP, and so I just stuck with them. But BMI or ASCAP, there's no pros or cons with either of them. You know, they're both
equal, you know. So there's no one. Now, you brought up a good point. It is very, very confusing. I don't know personally how an artist keeps up with it, because if you've got music that you're trying to sell, you've got so many venues. You've got iTunes, and you've got Reverb Nation, and then, of course, there's the money you're getting from play on ASCAP. And where do you even start to create some sort of a hierarchy list and checking to say, okay, where am I making my money? Am I getting money here? Am I getting money there? Who checks that? Because you're an artist. You want to just focus on singing and writing and dancing. But you also, Sean, you also are an entrepreneur, and you got to take care of your business. So don't you need to know everything that needs to be done and then have somebody else handle it? But how do you do it?
Right. Well, it's definitely great for the artist to, you know, to educate themselves when it comes to all of this. This way, you know, if they do get banned or do get, you know, you'll in the industry. Because at the end of the day, you are a business. Vanderbilt is its own business. And I was just at a dancing tour with Beyonce and Michael Jackson. I'm still a brand. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I am my own business. So I need to educate myself on the ins and outs of that, you know?
Right. Exactly. Because, you know, I mean, you're a business. And I think a lot of not only singers, songwriters, but actors forget that they do need to keep on top of their own stuff, because you ultimately are the one that's going to lose if you don't keep track of your money. So, and it's very, very hard, because I think it's overwhelming. I swear to God, it is. You got iTunes, and I mean, you know, I was reading your stuff, and there's something else that you're, there's another one. Let me see. What is it? This new VISD that what is that?
Yeah,
all
this
about?
Is something I've also wanted to talk about.
What is this?
Right, because when you think about it, you know, an artist makes a music video. What a music video is technically is, you know, it is a promotional tool. It is a commercial for the artist for the song. That's what it is. So most, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, artists don't make money off music videos. It's a promotional tool that you invest money into to get yourself out there and sell a song. So in that case, my friend came up with a website. It's called Vidzey, VIDZEY. And the whole point of it is, you can actually go to vidzey.com, click in Sean Vanderwilt. You can watch my latest video, SWC featuring Mark Cole. And while watching the video, off to the side, you can see exactly what I'm wearing. And if you click on it, you can buy it directly from the video. It's a way that artists can actually make money off of their videos now.
I saw that. I didn't know it wasn't self-explanatory, but when I went there, I was like, wait a minute, isn't Sean wearing that coat? Isn't he wearing those shoes? Are these clothes that he's wearing? I couldn't figure it out because there's no verbiage. It says that. That might be helpful to add that on the video.
So if you want to get
if you want to get your Sean gear on, like you just go to Digiback Ham and back. Right.
That is awesome. You know,
and the thing is, it's cool because.
Great idea.
Right, because there's so many videos I watch, and I'm like, oh, man, where'd they get that shirt or where'd they get this? And you can go to bitsy.com and you can watch the video and see exactly where they bought it from and whether it's available for the public to buy. You know, and it's awesome. It's so great. You know what
how
I mean?
In the heck does that work? Okay, so you got your video. People are looking at your video. They're like, oh, my God, Sean's wearing jeans that make his stuff look really big. I want my.
I love you. Priscilla. Priscilla. Right. Priscilla, in that case, it's not the jeans.
All right, so maybe he's wearing like some sort of jock to pump it up. Where is it on this website? I want it. But anyway, they right. like jeans, and they can look to the right, and they can see right. exactly your jeans. Now, how did that work? Did you contact like the jean company and say, hey?
No, the way.
How does it work?
Right, no, the way that it works is, you know, Bitsy does deals with, you know, certain domains like Amazon.com. And a lot of the stuff you can actually buy through Amazon for my video. And because they go through Amazon, the artist and Bitsy, they get a nice little percentage kickback. So it's really great because it's a way that artists like myself who are independent can make some money off of their music video, you know?
That's
I mean,
great.
and any major artist can do the same thing. So it's just great.
So for example, if you wanted to do your next video, would you have to go through someone and wear... like pick your outfit out of clothes from certain retailers that deal with Bitsy?
No, not at all. Because the thing is most everything nowadays you can buy on Amazon.com. So as far as that, no, it's just some items I get that were, you know, basically made for me or one of a kind, you wouldn't be able to purchase them, but they'll have different options on the site where you can find something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, like it. So it's not the exact shirt that you're wearing. It's a similar shirt.
Some of them, right. Some of the clothes are, but okay. not all of them, depending on where they come from or, you know, how you get them.
Oh, you know,
yeah, I mean, it's a great
cooler idea. I mean, the concept is great. Yeah. What would be cooler is if you hooked up with major manufacturers of clothes like Calvin Klein underwear and you did underwear with Calvin Klein or some brand name, then you'd probably get a lot more money if they bought directly from the website. And I think the percentage would be more. So I don't know.
It looks like I'm going to have Priscilla contact them.
I'm already thinking you could be contacting like the big retailers and right. say where these. I mean, I'm already ready to get a commission off of your little underwear. So there you go.
Right.
All right. So I know you're busy expanding your brand and you're partnering now with a new company called WeBrand to launch this Sean store. Now this is wild, and
correct.
This is on your website. I've already seen it. Tell me about that. What is the Wee brand to launch the Sean store? What's going on with that?
Like, I hear it's so funny. I love doing interviews with you, by the way.
Because, I mean, when you say Sean store, right, and I'm thinking about you in particular, I'm thinking about right. things like boy butter. I'm thinking about various lubricants. I'm just thinking, what's going on at the Sean store? I want to buy
I don't know. I don't know if the store is going to go that far, maybe down the road. Maybe I'll have to get a little input from you. But as of right now, there's going to be some products like T-shirts and certain items that specifically, you know, as far as who I am as a person and what I want to put out there and, you know, that means something to me that I want to sell. And, you know, it's going to be a store for music and certain clothing items, which I don't want to give it away yet because I want it to be a surprise. And WeBrand is going to help me build the store and, you know, bring in those certain items that is Sean Vanderwilt that I could start, you know, putting out there and selling.
Is this a company that's available to other musical artists or just you?
It is. If you go to WeBrand and, you know, you can contact the company through the website and, you know, they're a new company, but they're kind of ahead of the game as far as how, you know, stores are going to go up on artists' website, you know, to get clothing out.
I'm
even going to eventually have it attached to, you know,
my social media as far as having fans create different ideas and the best, you know, I'll make
Woo!
A t-shirt with whatever, you know.
Woo! I love that because yeah. I got some ideas for you, baby.
I know you got some ideas, but I think your ideas, we might need to have a little private phone call.
Well, I'll be exclusive to the soft porn aspect of Sean. We might be waiting on that when you're in your 40s after you've played out everything and you're like, oh, then we'll be talking about soft porn for the older chicks. Now, you are also doing, I went to your website and I saw something called that you're doing a bi-weekly Sean sheet. And
the Sean sheet, yep. It's just, you know, I like to be on a very personal level with my fans, and you know, I like to. I mean, if I could talk to every single person, I would, because I love talking to people, and yeah. And you know, the Sean sheet is just, it's more of a newsletter that goes out every 2 weeks to just kind of tell people what I've been up to, what I'm doing, and you know, what I've done, and what's happening, and what people are about to, you know, see and hear.
But I also, if they go there, they can receive a free download of the SWC remix, Ode to MJ, right? And what is the
right. I mean,
MJ, Michael Jackson, you dance for right. Michael Jackson back in the day. So what can they get if they go over to your website and they go on the Sean sheet? How can they get that?
Definitely. Yeah, if anybody out there wants to check out my website, it's www.seanvanderwilt.com. And when you go on there, a page pop, and basically if you join the newsletter, you get a free download of my song SWC featuring Mark Cole, but it's a remix, and the remix is Ode. I dance for Michael Jackson. I'm a huge fan. I've always looked up to him as far as his entertainment value and what he puts out there, and the mix, the feeling of the song has a little bit of MJ feeling to it, so, you know, I want to give the man some props for being such an inspiration to me.
Oh, my God. Well, he is inspiration to everyone. Now, I want to play SWC featuring Mark Cole.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that song now. After we play it, I want to talk about what this cool voiceover that you did talks about the concept behind the song, right? Is that
definitely that your little oral fixation?
Yeah, and now I understand that this song is this SWC, is this your song that's being played on over 30 radio stations and also in clubs?
Yes, thank God.
It's this one.
It's been long overdue, but it's got picked up, and I can't tell you how blessed I feel. It's been picked up on over 30 radio stations, Kiss FM being one of them, which is incredible, and I just can't believe that it's finally happening again.
And it landed on the promo only club play video chart
yes.
in January.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's going to be, it went out in January's edition of Promo Only, which is a video compilation company which plays music videos in clubs all over the world. And yeah, so
wow.
Everyone is rocking out to clubs, hopefully, and watching my video. So,
well, yeah. And so, everybody, we're going to listen to SWC featuring Mark Cole. And when we come back, we got to find out who Mark Cole is, because we haven't even talked about Mark Cole.
Definitely.
Who is Mark Cole? My goodness. We got to find out who. Now, wait a minute, real quick, maybe before. And is he, when you say featuring Mark Cole, what is he doing? Is he rapping in it or what?
No, so basically my producer that does majority of my tracks, his name is Mark Cole. And Mark, it's just a lot of DJs nowadays, like, you know, Cascade featuring so-and-so or Neo featuring, you know, all these big DJs and artists, DJ artists that are out there nowadays. And Mark because Mark took my song that I wrote and put such a twist on it and his own specific detail and really his stamp on the song, I had to feature him, and I had to promote him with the song, because if I didn't work with Mark, I wouldn't have came up with this amazing track that has all these trippy feelings, you know, of these beats and these different synths in it. And, you know, he's incredible. He's also a DJ as well. So I'm all about sharing the love and
spread the love, and I just, you know, I had to put him on the track, you know.
Well, I wish you'd share and spread some love over here, but let's just All right, let's without further ado, let's play the song that we've been waiting for that everybody else has heard, but maybe you haven't, but get with it. SWC featuring Mark Cole. Woo! Hit it!
Yeah.
You now, I gotta ask you. There's a part in there. Are you saying should have tweeted me? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? That it's funny. That's what I'm saying. You should have tweeted me better.
Oh, thought you were, oh, you're saying treated me. I thought you were saying you should have tweeted me. I'm like, damn, okay. He's sensitive.
I'm saying you should have treated me, but I mean, hell, if anybody out there wants to tweet me,
@SunBandaWood,
you can tweet me.
Wow.
You know, give me your thoughts.
He's a damn crazy bitch. Killed the hoe because she didn't tweet him. My God. Damn. You're a little psychotic there, honey. But yeah, it's a great song. I can see where it would get really incredible club play. Like that's a perfect song for a rave. I mean, that's a rave song. I love it. I love it so much. Now, we don't have much time left. When you and I get on the phone, we barely have time to talk about personal stuff. But I just want to finish up with a couple things. I know that you recently just completed your next single, Doctor, in the studio Wednesday night, and I would love to talk to you about the evolution of the song and the meaning behind it and what you envision for the video.
Yeah, so with who I am personally, as far as friends and relationships, like, I'm the caretaker. I love taking care of people, and all my friends and family, like, I'm the person that kind of, I love talking to everyone about their problems or issues and anything I can do to help out, and I'm that person. So the nickname I've kind of got for myself out in Los Angeles, as far as my agents and everyone calls me Doctor. They've always called me Doctor. Whenever I call, I say, just tell her it's a doctor, just tell them it's a doctor.
Well, did I or did I not call you Doctor? I called you Dr. Love the first time I met you, right?
That's right, and I will be a doctor.
Well, I think you have the cure for every woman's need. So they're calling you the doctor. So what's the song about? What's the video about? And
the whole song is based on any clothes. I'm kidding. No, I mean, the song, I wrote the song, a lot of my stuff is based off relationships. And so I'm the doctor and I take care of everyone, but, it gets to a point where, who's my doctor, where I get kind of sick of it. And it's like, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I'm sick of taking care of these same problems and issues over and over and over again. It's a bit much. So that song is kind of an anthem, not just for myself and how I feel about that, but, other people as well, because there's so many people out there where relationships are one-sided and someone's taking care of one person more than the other one is getting taken care of in return.
Especially,
so it is an anthem for that.
Yeah, especially in L.A., I find that a lot of people are succubi. They're just a bunch of, they really are. They're, what I call them? I call them psychic vampires, because they suck the life out of you psychically. They drain you emotionally, I'm like you. I think you're from the East Coast as well, and I think this is an East Coast thing. We love to help people. We love to solve problems. I should be a psychiatrist, because people come with me their problem, which I love, and I don't mind helping. But know what I don't like, Sean? I don't like when I take time to listen and give you my advice, and then you come back to me 3 months later with the same problem. It's like, I already told you what to do.
Right. So this is what this song is about, but at the same token, it's going to make you say, I'm not your doctor anymore, but I want to dance my ass off. And so that's what the... that's what the whole feeling of the song is. All my songs have messages and at the end of the day are saying something, but at the same token, my escape and my way of enjoying, no matter what is going on in my life, is sticking on that, just sticking on the music and just dancing, and just forgetting about everything in the moment. So.
Let's just dance it out, because in the end, you just get a damn bottle of wine and dance it out. That's how to solve all your problems, right?
True
dance
that.
It on out. True that. All right. So I want to, we only have a 5 minutes, and in the 5 minutes, I do want to cover what we did say that we were going to cover for the fans. Real quick, I'm not going to be able to do all these questions, but I just want to know, what do you think the secret is to maintaining your focus when pursuing a career as a singer-songwriter? What do people need to focus on?
I mean, when it comes to being a musician and when it comes to doing anything in the entertainment industry, you know, you have to live it. It can't be a 9-to-5 job. Being in the entertainment industry is not a 9-to-5 job, and the focus is going to take more than that. And for myself, I live it, I eat it, and I breathe it. And if you don't, it usually doesn't happen for you. You know what I mean? And so I am a strong believer that if you want something, you don't stop until you do. I'm a hustler. And that's what this business is. And not everyone can take the hustle and the bustle that comes with the job. But, you know, the aftermath and the rewards are completely worth it. You know, it's just, I mean, my thing is I don't go out much. I don't have much of a personal life. But I'm doing
what
I love.
Get out of here! Are you kidding?
No, I mean, Priscilla, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to follow your dreams. You know, I mean, and you have your own radio show. You know what I mean? That just didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You fight for it. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and I'm a fighter. And, you know, sometimes you have to put away some things you love in order to get what you want. And that's a lot. That's hard. That was hard for me to, you know, take in for a while, you know.
So is it safe to say the doctor is always in?
The doctor is always.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So what is happening? What is happening in 2014? I know that Valentine's Day is coming up. I was going to ask you where is the sizzling sexy Sean going to be on Valentine's Day?
I'm still waiting for someone to ask me to be their Valentine. So
that's
all going to weigh on that.
You know, it's always the case, right? Everybody who looks like you do, everybody who's drop-dead gorgeous, everyone's afraid to ask them because they just assume that you already have been asked to go somewhere or you have a girlfriend or something. And then next thing you know, a lot of people who are drop-dead gorgeous, they aren't even asked out because they are already assumed that they're taken. You're like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute here.
I think you just gave me a therapy session. Is that why I'm single right now?
That might be it, because people are just assuming you got 5 to 10 women coming over after midnight. So what's going on?
Doctor,
now.
Doctor should be released within mid end of February. Beginning of March. We're going to release it really soon. And it's going to be released with a lyric video, which is absolutely amazing. My director, who shot SWC featuring Mark Cole, his name's Dave Goldberg. He did the lyric video. It's very entertaining. It's very different than lyric videos that are out there and very visual. Because my videos and what I put out there is very visual, and you have to walk over something. Whether you like it or you're like, that was screwed up. Something, you know.
Well, you're dancing, and as long as you're dancing and the abs are showing, it's all there for me. It's working for me. So, are you going to be in this might be my fantasy running wild. Are you going to be in a doctor's coat with nothing under it?
You're going to have to wait and see.
Damn!
I like to surprise people, so you're going to have to wait and see.
Damn!
But towards the beginning of the summer, I will be releasing an EP with 6 to 7 songs and my best material on it. And I'm going to push out a really great song, spring break / beginning of summer. And that song is called Wet. And so you'll see what's going to happen with that one. I think you're going to want to more so do an interview with that song than the other one I put out before.
Oh my God. It's called Wet, WET. What the hell could that be? Be about. You don't even go anywhere. What's going on? Well, count me in, because we definitely have to talk about that song. So we need to, if you want to find out more about Sean, all of the things that we talked about today, by the way, his interviews are available. Go to his website and check out his interview for the song.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And please, 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 you know, anyone out there, follow me on Twitter, at Sean Vanderbilt, as well as my Instagram. I've been doing a lot of cool stuff lately and posting pictures, you know, of unseen photos that people haven't seen before. And, you know, check me on Instagram and check it all out.
I'm gonna follow you on Instagram. I don't know if I followed you or not. I think I did, but I didn't see any naked photos, so I may have on Instagram.
So you probably unfriend me. You unfollow me.
There's no action going on over there. But yeah, follow him on Instagram at Sean Vanderwilt. Go to his website, SeanVanderwilt.com, and you gotta look at this. I'm telling you, I'm serious. You gotta go to his YouTube video. Go to YouTube and type in his name, Sean, S-E-A-N Van, separate word V-A-N, separate word D-E-R, last W-I-L-T. And you gotta check out that SWC video, because God, that is so hot. I did hope that there was gonna be a follow-up video to that, because I wanted to know what happened to that chick in the trunk that you like throw her ass in the trunk.
You'll see, trust me.
What? Oh, my God. Okay, everybody. Well, please, please, please follow him. SoundCloud, Facebook, Sean Vanderwilt Music, and Twitter. He's also on Instagram. And by all means, you got to buy a pair of his underwear from Vincey. Vincey. Oh, we got to ask. You should be like, you know, maybe rubbing it or putting a little scent on it. At least give us something, Sean, something. And are looking forward to Doctor, which is coming out. So go to a website, and that way you'll get updates from his Sean Sheet, I believe. Right? And you can download
the Sean Sheet.
Sean Sheet! Sean Sheet! Thank you so much, Sean, for being a guest. I adore you.
It's always a pleasure.
You are everything. And for
you are everything.
You're my everything, Sean. Come back and tell us about Wet in the summer, okay? Have Christy contact.
Definitely.
Thank you. Say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you for everyone listening, and hope you all check me out.
Sean Vanderwerf. Oh, God, I can't say your name. Sexy Sean. Sexy Sean. Bye, everyone. We'll
I can live with that.
I see you next week, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.